Hello. Today I'm going to tell you a little bit about one of the projects I'm working on. And in particular, this focuses on organic fertilizers and different temperatures and how they how those fertilizers work in the different temperatures. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background information and then tell you about one of the specific projects. So vegetable transplants. These are those small containers of transplants you see at the garden center, you see being planted into fields, four packs, four-inch containers, and even smaller. So these small containers have small nutrient reserves because they're typically grown with soilless medias. And if you want to grow them organic, then you have that list of things that are actually approved that you can actually use. So it makes it a little bit harder for growers to manage their plants. And then, in addition, with organic nutrients, they're biologically released very often, so you have to have microbial processes or things like that to release the nutrients. And this has led growers to use compost and vermicompost in their substrates very often. So as part of the larger project that I'm working on, we're focusing on vermicompost as a fertility source. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the vermicompost we're using, because like any kind of compost, they vary drastically based on their feedstock and the process of vermicomposting. So what vermicompost is a nutrient-rich soil amendment that's composed, produced by letting worms feed on slowly decomposing material. At Worm Power LLC, it's based in Avon, New York. It is an indoor process-controlled facility, and they source their feedstock from the Thousand Head Dairy down the road. And it's since it's an indoor facility, it's fairly process-controlled, and it's year-round available. So for their vermicompost, they take the raw dairy manure solids and mix it with the bedding, and then thermophilically compost it. And after that, they then feed it to the worms. So what you can see when you look at the nutrients, that you start out with the raw dairy manure has fairly low nutrients and high levels of ammonium. Once it's thermophilically composted, the nutrients are slightly higher, and the ammonium and nitrate, the ammonium has decreased, off-gassing. And then you have the vermicompost stage, where the nutrients are even a little bit higher. The soluble salts are quite high, and the nitrate nitrogen is very, very high. So the objective of this particular experiment was to evaluate the interaction between temperature and fertilizers on plant growth and nutrient release for several organic and conventional fertilizers. We hypothesized that the plant's performance with organics will be reduced compared to conventional, as well as the nutrient leaching will be reduced with organics compared to a traditional constant liquid feed. So to test this, we set up our experiment and used three different growth chambers at three different temperatures, 10, 15, and 20 degrees Celsius. And then for all of our granular fertilizers, we applied 400 milligrams nitrogen per liter incorporated into the substrate pre-plant. And so this gave us 192 milligrams of nitrogen per 4-inch container. And then we had our constant liquid feed treatment, which is very common in greenhouse grown crops. So we did 100 milligrams of nitrogen per liter, and this gave us 257 milligrams of nitrogen at the 20 degrees Celsius, 128 at the 15, and about 75 at the 10. And we irrigated all pots to a 20% leaching fraction and destructively harvested after 6 weeks. And we also collected all of the leachate, as you can see in this picture. So we used six different fertilizers, four organic and two conventional. We used the vermicompost that I mentioned previously from Worm Power, Sustain, which is a turkey litter-based fertilizer, Verdanta EcoVita, which is a feather meal, soy meal, as well as molasses and beet fermented molasses. And then the final one was MicroStart, which is a poultry litter based fertilizer. In our conventionals, we have Osmocote and constant liquid feed. And Osmocote is a traditional slow release fertilizer. So now let's look at some of the results. there was a temperature effect. The tomato plants were smaller as they were grown in smaller temperatures, and this was true for all fertilizers. So because of this effect, we analyzed the data within a temperature treatment and separated it out that way. So for the containers, or for the plants, we'll look at height first. And at 15 and 10, there were no differences noted, but at the 20 degree treatment, Verdanta had the tallest plants and the constant liquid feed had the shortest plants. And then we had the shoot dry weight. And so for the shoot dry weights, we have for the 20 degrees Celsius, Worm Power, the vermicompost again, smallest plants, lowest dry weights. Constant liquid feed had the highest dry weights. And then the other three organics performed similarly to the Osmocote. And then when we lowered the temperature to 15, those three organics, Microstart, Verdanta, Sustain, performed as well as Osmocote and the constant liquid feed. And then at 10, the plants were very small and no differences. For the root dry weights, similar results, the Worm Power producing the smallest dry weights, the constant liquid feed having the heaviest plants, or the heaviest root dry weights. And then the other four somewhere in the middle. So now let's look at a couple of the pictures of these plants. Let's see if I can get the mouse to work. There it goes. So when we look at the 20 degrees temperature, what you can see is that large plants, rather tall, somewhat leggy. Verdanta here was the tallest, significantly tallest plant, which is not necessarily a good thing when you're shipping these plants and having to handle them. What you also notice is that there's nutrient deficiencies. So Verdanta definitely has some nitrogen deficiencies, and the Worm Power had nitrogen and phosphorus deficiencies. But these four in the center here performed similar and had similar dry weights, shoot dry weights. For 15, again, constant liquid feed was a nice, healthy, robust plant. And then with the organics, you're starting to see a little bit of the nutrient deficiencies and the nitrogen deficiency on the lower leaves. And you can tell, though, and for the shoot dry weights, again, the Microstart, Verdanta, Sustain, Osmocote, and Constant Liquid Feed perform similar. And at the 10 degrees Celsius, these sad little tomato plants that is obviously too cold for tomatoes. And so Verdanta and Sustain were very, very chlorotic. And the other ones were green, not so much chlorotic, but very stunted plants. So now let's look at how much nitrogen these plants actually took up from the soil. And this is again divided into the temperature treatments. And what you can see is that the for the 20 degrees Celsius temperature, Worm Power had the smallest amount of nitrogen taken up into these shoots. Oh, let me explain this graph first. So the lower bars are the amount of nitrogen that's in the shoots, and the upper part of the bar is the amount that's in the roots. So Worm Power, again, performing not as well, low amounts of nitrogen in the shoots, and this is based on shoot dry weight. So they were also the smallest plants. And then the constant liquid feed had the highest amount of nitrogen in the plant. And similar to those shoot dry weight measurements, Sustain, Verdanta, Microstart, and Osmocote had similar amounts of nitrogen in their shoots and roots. For the 15 degrees Celsius treatment, Worm Power, vermicompost again, very, very low amounts of nitrogen in the plant, and the constant liquid feed had the highest amount of nitrogen in the plant. But it was not quite as drastically higher as it was with the 20. And then 10C, low amounts of nitrogen overall for the plants. So then when we compare this to the amount of nitrogen that we applied to the plants, you can see the nitrogen use efficiencies, and these are all percentages. And it's kind of surprising how little nitrogen actually ends up in the plants. If you look at the 20 and the 15 degree temperatures, about 30 to 35% of the nitrogen that we applied was what was getting into the plant, which is very low. For the worm power, it was even lower, around 10%, 12%, and 8%. And then the one outlier here is that the 15%, the constant liquid feed, had 60% use efficiency, which we're still waiting on the results of our soil tests and our nutrient analysis to see where the rest of this nitrogen went. And we're hoping that some of it is still in the soil so that the plant could potentially keep using the nitrogen once it was transplanted into the field and give it a little bit of a boost. So in conclusion, at 10 degrees, you can't grow tomato plants. At 15 degrees, the shoot dry weights of the organics performed comparable to the conventional, with the exception of the vermicompost. At 20, the shoot dry rates were similar for sustained Verdanta, Microstart, and Osmocote, indicating that you might be able to shift from a conventional production system to an organic system without too much trouble. And for the nitrogen uptake efficiency, at 15 and 10, the constant liquid feed had the highest amounts, and the vermicompost overall had the lowest nitrogen use efficiency. So what this leads us to believe is that this vermicompost at this rate in one application is not suitable for growing transplants, but the other organic fertilizers work well. So I'd like to thank our lab as well as our other collaborators. I've included my email address here if you'd like to contact me for further information or other studies that we've conducted. And are there any questions? No, I haven't. That's a good idea.
Yeah. You had different deficiencies with different products.
Right.
What about combining some of the products? Have you guys started to look at that?
We have looked at that a little bit, and we've looked at adding the worm power to some of these other organics such as sustain, or even adding it to conventional fertilizers. And it seems to work well as an additional product, not as the sole fertilizer. Yes. Adding that microbial community. Any other? Can you say that again?
Did you conduct this experiment in control conditions?
Yes, these were conducted in growth chambers.
Yeah. So, what message you give to the farmer based on this?
Oh, based on this, I guess it would depend on their temperatures that they're growing, but I would say that they could switch to one of these granular organic sustain, Verdanta, or Microstart, and substitute that for their, particularly an Osmocote or another slow-release fertilizer at the same nitrogen weight and be all right. Thank you.